Right, the DA says the Eskom must be declared a state of disaster for failing to prevent load shedding. This comes after load shedding escalated to stage 4 in the morning due to failing generating units. The Democratic Alliance warned that Eskom has proved beyond any doubt that it is not able to solve South Africa's 14-year-old load shedding crisis. On the line, we're joined by Galeb Chachalia, DA Shadow Minister of Public Enterprises. Thank you for your time, Galeb. Now, you know, this escalation in load shedding comes at a time when parts of South Africa have just been ravaged by devastating floods. I mean, with this escalation going on amidst this time, what picture does that really paint of South Africa's electricity crisis?
You know, what can I say? Governments are best when they are proactive, and they are at their worst when they are reactive. Unfortunately, this government has been neither proactive in terms of electricity nor reactive sufficiently. And that's why we are in the parlous state that we find ourselves in. As you say, we have moved from stage 2 to stage 4 load shedding. This is when economic growth is stagnant. What happens when we have an uptick, as we must have? Then what?
Yeah, and I mean, you have said that Eskom should be declared a state of disaster. What would this entail exactly? What should it entail?
Look, as you've pointed out in your background, we've had load shedding for 14 or 15 years, a result of the government's earlier refusal to invest in new generation capacity, and as a result of driving the existing assets at breakneck speed with scant maintenance. Now the chickens have come home to roost in a very dark coop. And every bit of tardy maintenance and unplanned outage results in more blackouts. So today I was at Kuberg, where the CEO of Eskom admitted that we are unable to meet current needs, let alone future ones. So we're calling for a state of disaster to be proclaimed in respect of Eskom, because a state without electricity is a disaster. And that affects all aspects of life, social and economic. If a state of disaster is declared, as you asked, what can we do? We can address specific timelines around all currently approved projects to address costs and acceleration. We can address all new and supplementary projects on a blue sky basis and deal with that, with additionally feasible and costed measures to fill the gaps that are present, short-term, medium-term, and longer-term. We can open up self-generation without delay and get NERSA into the real world with shorter timelines and less red tape. If we don't do this, the disaster is on our doorstep. Now we have to do this, and that's why we are calling for this, because over 15 years we have done nothing. I've been privy to presentation after presentation that has got us to this parlous state. Enough is enough. There are examples in the world. In California, there's a commission of inquiry, a permanent commission, electricity commission into electricity. In 1983, in this country, we had a commission of inquiry which put Eskom on the right footing, only to be derailed by our current and successive government. The time has come to stop this. Electricity is our lifeblood. If we don't do this, we will all be in darkness.
You know, Galeb, as the public, we experience load shedding, but we don't actually get to see what goes on in the power stations. And you mentioned that earlier you were at Kuberg Power Station. So just coming from someone who was there physically, how are operations looking?
Look, Kuberg is a world-class operation, and it is in very good nick. But like all operations, there needs to be maintenance. Now, when you take a boiler, whatever the correct term is, and you take it offline and you have it replaced, there's downtime. When there's downtime, hundreds of megawatts go off the grid. When that happens and you don't have additional capacity or you can't afford to burn diesel at the breakneck speed that you've been doing, then we have blackouts. So I'm not blaming Kuberg, but I'm blaming the government and I'm blaming the running of Eskom. That's why we are calling for a state of disaster in this specific regard.
All right. Now, I understand that the DA has written to the Minister of Public Enterprises, Pravin Gordhan, and the Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy, Gwede Mandashe. Has there been any feedback on that front?
Well, the letters have gone off. We'll give them a little bit of time. normally I'm not going to hold my breath because normally we don't even get an acknowledgement. And if there's no acknowledgement this time, I will write to the president. And if there's no acknowledgement from the president, I will go knock on his door and say to Mr. Ramaphosa, whom I know from the 1980s, hello, Mr. Ramaphosa. Hello, Mr. President. What are you doing?
Mm. All right, we talk about this aging infrastructure, and I mean, I understand that there are lots of different pressure points in the system of, you know, things going wrong with Eskom, but do you maybe also think that the government should be looking at a complete overhaul of management, or is that maybe not going to solve anything?
Look, we have a reasonable team at top management. They are not the most competent team in the world. They don't know everything about electricity in the way that Ian McRae's dream team knew how to commission, how to test, how to run, how to cost, how to do project management. They don't have that broad base and that breadth of experience. But they're not bad and they can address it, provided government keeps its nose out of their business and that they are allowed to fix what they have. However, fixing what they have will not fix what we want. So there is a gap here which needs to be addressed. In Eskom, skills have departed, and skills will continue to depart. There are impediments. Top management or middle management, technical management, hasn't had increases in pay for a long time. Those people will leave. They'll go to the UAE and other areas where payment isn't an issue and their skills are in high demand. We will suffer even further. So there's impediments. This and others need to be removed, and we need to get with the program. That's why the program calls for unusual measures, and unusual measures under the guise of a state of disaster is necessary.
Indeed. Well, thank you very much for your insights. That was Ghaleb Chachalia, a DA Shadow Minister of Public Enterprises.